Greetings and welcome back to our ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. This is our final Shiur in Masechet Ketubot. We'll be completing our study of the Masechet with this Shiur. And we pick up in the middle of a discussion on Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amud Bet in the 13th chapter of Masechet Ketubot on the top line. V'chein Amru Yitzchak V'Shimon V'Oshaya Amru Davar Echad. They quote three Chachmei Eretz Yisrael without giving their patronym or anything, other identifier. And they said three things. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda bePradot. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda about the laws of mating certain kind of animals, which is the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pirdasha Tava. If a mule wants to have relations, Ein Mar Biina LeHalosus VeLoChamor Elamina. You can only mate it with a mule, not with a horse or with a donkey. Rabbi Yitzchak commenting on this says, Yitzchak Zeru Yitzchak Nafcha. That refers to Yitzchak Nafcha, the Amor of Eretz Israel. Shimon Zeru Shimon Pazi. Vamila Rish Lakish, or could be Rish Shimon Ben Lakish. Oshaya Zeru Rabbi Oshaya Berebi. Amrabi Avalazar. Ameharatzot Enan Chayim. So going back to the theme that we had earlier, Ameharatzot have no life. The ignorant have no life. Shinemar Metim Bal Yichyu. We see in the pasuk, Tanya mihachi metim bal yichyu, the dead do not live. Yachol lakol, that means everybody. Tamid lomar refaim bal yakumu. Therefore, it says refaim bal yakumu. Now, refaim really means ghosts, but the way we're interpreting it is b'marpe atzmo midivrei Torah hakatu medaber. In other words, it is referring to those who are refaim, who weaken themselves from the words of Torah. Rabbi Yochanan lo necha lemarayu damar lohu hachi. He said that's not the way you should interpret the text. What it means is somebody who pushes himself towards Avodah Zara will not live. So I have another pasuk, which is why I'm saying that Ame Haratzot, the ignorant, have no resurrection. Kital orot talacha ve'eretz rafaim tapil. What does that mean? K'mishtamesh be'or Torah. Anybody who uses the light of Torah. Right? Or Torah Mechayehu, then the Torah will bring him to life like dew. So in other words, it's the light of Torah that a person studies that will be the source of his resurrection. When he saw Rabbi Yochanan was upset, don't worry, I found them a solution. What is it? You can have life if you cling to God. In other words, it's possible to cling to God even without studying Torah. How's that? Is it possible to come close to God? God is a consuming fire. If he marries his daughter off to a Talmid Chacham, he does business with Talmid Chachamim, and he allows Talmid Chachamim to benefit from his property, it's as if he has connected himself to the Shechina. Because the Torah says you have to connect to God, and on the other hand, the Torah describes God as unconnectable, and therefore it must be you connect to his students. So that's how the ignorant can still earn their place in life, ki hadvekim b'ashem chayim kochem. Ha'etze b'adavar ata omer, we have a similar pasuk, le'avat adonai l'recha u'ledovka vo. In Sefer Tvarim, it says to love God and to cling to him. Ki yafshar l'adam l'devke b'shchina. Again, the same phrase. I'll call him a si beito la tamin chacham va'osep prakmati la tamin chachamim ve'amena tamin chachamim nechasav ma'alav katuv ki ilu medabek b'shchina. Same lesson. V'chir b'yosef atidin tzadikim shemivatz betzin v'olin b'Yerushalayim. The tzadikim are going to bubble up in Yerushalayim. Shneimar v'yatzitzu me'ir ke'eis of aretz. They will pop, peek out from the city like grass. Main ir al Yerushalayim. What does city mean? The city means Yerushalayim. Shenamar v'ganoti al ha'ir hazot. God says to Chizkiyahu, I will protect this city. That's Yerushalayim. That's the attack of Sancheriv in the 701 BCE. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, atidim tzadikim sheyamdu b'malbushen. Tzadikim, when they come out of the grave, will be dressed. Kal v'chomer mechita. Right? So kal v'chomer from wheat. Ma chita shenitpura aru. Ma chita is buried as seeds. Yotzav acham levushina comes out with husks around it. Tzadikim shenik berubu levushen. Tzadikim are buried dressed. Alachad kama v'chama. How much so more so they'll come out dressed. V'yamar chiyah bar Yosef. Hatidah Eretz Yisrael shetotzi gluskaod uchle milat. Eretz Yisrael is going to give forth cakes and fine clothes. In other words, not just raw materials, but processed materials. Shenemar yehi fisat bar ba'aretz. Alright, pisat, they're learning as being clothing, and bar, meaning grain. Tanu Rabbanan Yifus Apar Ba'aretz Barosh Harim. Again, we're looking at this pasuk in Tehillim at the end of the second, at the second sefer of Tehillim. Amru Atidach Chitash Titamer Kedekel. The wheat is going to shoot up straight like a palm tree. If you allow Barosh Harim, it's going to be as tall as the mountains. That's the interpretation of the pasuk. V'shema Tomar Yishtzar LeKotzras. You think, of course, that's going to make it very hard to harvest. Tamalomar Yirash Kalvanon Piryo. Right, that they will shake like the Levanon. Kodesh Baruch Hu mivi ruach mi beit ganazava. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring out a wind from his storehouse. Umenashva aleho mashret salta. And he's going to make the wind, to go to these very high trees, and all the good stuff will fall down. Adam yotzei lasadeh, v'imalei pisat yado. A person will go out and just grab his hands full. Men upon a sato, fernatan shebito. And that's going to take care of himself and his whole family. Beautiful vision of the future and the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Imachelev kiliot chita, the fat of the wheat. What is that? That's mentioned in Hazinu. Ratida chita shtei kishtei kliot shel shor gadol. The wheat in Eretz Yisrael is going to be so big; it'll be like the two kidneys of a big ox. V'al titma, don't be so surprised. Shere shual kenan belefet. There was a fox that they found in Lafet Vishaklu Matsubo Shishim Litrin Belitra Shel Tzipori, and they opened him up and they found inside of him 60 liters of meat. Tanya Nam of Yosef Maseb Beshichin Bechad Shiniach Lo Aviv Shlosha Badei Chardal. There was in the case in the town of Shichin, as his father left him 3 little leaves of mustard seed. V'nafsha Echad Mihen, one of them puffed up. In Zubo Tisha Kabin Chardal, they found 9 kabin of mustard inside. Ve'itzav Sichubo Sukat Yotzrin, and they used the tree from it, the branches from it, to make a protective hut for workers. In other words, there are miracles in nature. Shimon Tachlifa Kelach Shel Kruv Hiniach Lanu Abba. Father left us a 1 stalk of cabbage. Vainu Olim V'Yordim Bo Besulam, and it was so tall we had to use a ladder to climb up. So V'dam Einav Tishte Chamer. The blood of the grapes is drunk in his wine. Amru, what does it mean? Lo kol mazel olam haba. This is another pasuk in, part of the same pasuk in Hazinu. This world is not like the world to come. Olam hazeh yesh bo tzar livtzor v'lidroch. In this world, it's a pain to harvest your vineyard and then to trample the grapes. Olam haba mevi anava achat. You bring 1 grape, bekarono, bisfina, unicham, bezavit, beto. You put it in the corner of your house. Vekemena kefatos gadol. And it's enough to take care of like a huge barrel. And you can use the wood from that grape, like the stem, to cook. Make a fire and cook. And every grape is going to be the source of 30 barrels of wine. From the blood of its grape, in the single, you'll drink wine. Altere chamer ela chomer, meaning a great amount. Katrav Dimiyamar, Maidichtiv, Osirila Geffen Iro, this is in the bracha given to Yudah, this Shabbat. Osirila Geffen Iro, he ties the vineyard, the vine, to the donkey. Ein lechakol Geffen v'geffen v'Eretz Yisrael, she'en sarich ayir achat livtzor. Every vine in Eretz Yisrael needs its own donkey to harvest. That's how big they are. V'lasoreka, berniatono, it's parallel. Parallel phrase, in the Chakol Ilan Serek Ala Soreka, they're interpreting here as Ilan Serek, a deciduous tree. Shuach Israel, Sheinu Motzi, Masui Shte Atonot. Every deciduous tree is going to give forth 2 donkeys' burden worth of fruit. Shematuar Ein Bo Yain, you might think there's no wine there. Talmud Omar, Kibes Payayin Levusho. The next phrase is that he washes his garments in wine. This is Yehuda. Shema Tomar Eino Adom. You might think it's not white, red wine, which is considered a more praiseworthy. Talmud Lomar V'damar Einav Tishta Chamer. In Hazinu, it refers to the wine as being red, the blood. Shema Tomar Eino Marveh. I might think that it doesn't satisfy this kind of strange wine coming from 1 grape. Talmud Lomar Suto. That's why in the Brachat Yehuda, Ki Yebeis Be'ayin Levusho V'damar Anavim Suto. What's Suto? It means satisfaction. Shema Tomar Ein Bo Ta'am. Maybe it has no taste. Tamil Lomar Chachlili Einayi Miyayin. Your eyes are bloodshot with wine. Kochich Shetomo Omer Li. mean, what's chachli? I mean, every chich, every palate, the taste, it says, li, I want that wine. It tastes so good. Shema tomar la ne'arim yafel is kidim and yafel. Maybe it's only good for young people. Tamil lomar uleven shinayim mechalav. Now, the end of that pasuk really means that Yehuda is being blessed with also with goats that will have milk, goat milk, that will be white. But al tikre leven shinayim el leven shanim, meaning it's good for somebody of advanced years also. Now, pashti dekrab maiktiv, so that's a very nice drasha. What's pshat? Kavdim yamar amrak nesed yisrael fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that the bracha given to Yehuda reflects a conversation that Am Yisrael has with Hashem. Ribono shalom. Remoz be'enecha debasi mechamra. Give us a hint with your eyes, which is sweeter than wine. Va'achvi li shinayich debasi mechalva. And show me your teeth, which are sweeter than milk. In other words, that's the pshat in the midrash on the pasuk. Sayla Rabbi Yochanan, it's all supports Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Tova malbin shenayim lechaviro yoter mashkeo chalav. It's better to show your white teeth to your friend with a smile than to give him milk. Shemar ven shenayim yechalav. White teeth are better than milk. Actually, what the pasuk means is that that you are have white teeth from milk. Al tugay leven shinayim ela libun shinayim. Right, the whiteness of teeth. Chiyabar Abba Ada Makri Dardakid Rish Lakish Ave. Chiyabar Abba was the teacher of Rish Lakish's kids. Ifgar Tlata Yomi Veloata. He didn't come for 3 days. Kiata, when he came, Amarle Amayifgarat. So Rish Lakish said, why are you so late? Amarle Dalit Achat Iniach Li Abba. Father left me one grape arbor. Vatzartim Mena Yomi Shon Gimel Meot Ashkolot Ashkol Ugerev. And on the first day, I harvested 300 clusters of grapes, each grape for a barrel. And the next day, I harvested again 300 clusters, and this time, 2 clusters for a barrel. Then it was 3 clusters for a barrel. And half of it I put away. If you hadn't been late, it would have been even more successful. If you had come on time to do your job, the bracha would have been greater. Rambari Chezkel, that's Yehuda, Rav Yehuda of Bavel's brother, equal to Bnei Brak. He came to Bnei Brak. Chazanu lahanhu easy to ka'achlan tuti ta'ini. He saw goats that were eating figs that had dropped. Kanativ duvshami ta'ini v'chel bataif minayu. He saw that the juice, the honey was coming off of the figs, and the milk in the meantime was dripping off of the goats. And they saw the milk and the honey mixing together. I understand now what it means. Eretz Yisrael is a land flowing of milk and honey. From the town of Lud to Ono is 3 miles. Pamachat kidamti Manashef, I got up very early. I walked and I was up to my ankles in fig honey. This is again praise for the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. I saw the sweet area of Tzipori up in the Galil. It was 16 mil squared. I saw the area of Zavat Chalav Vash of the whole Eretz Yisrael. Chaf bet Parsi Urka Uputya Shita Parsi. It was 22 by 6 parsaot. It's huge. They came to a particular place. Aitu Kamayu Afarsaka Taveki Ilfas Kfar Hino. Alright, and they took out one peach that was the size of the heating element that was in Kfar Hino. Yopas Kfar Hino Kamahave, how much is that? Hey Sein, it held 5 se'ah. It's a huge peach. Achlu Shlish, they ate a third. Vifkidu Shlish, they put a third away. V'natnu Lifnei Bem Tan Shlish, they gave their animals a third. L'shana Ikla Arbalazo Lahatam, Arbalazo came to the same place. V'aitu L'kameh, they brought him some of the peach. Naktu B'yadev Yamar, Eretz Prilim Lecha Mira'at Yoshveva, the great beautiful pasuk in Tilim Kuvzayin, at the end, where it says that he turns a fruitful area into a salted area because of the evil of people who lived there. Evidently, over the time, this had gone bad, and he was saying, the inhabitants are no good, so the fruit became bad. Shuban Levi Ikla La Gavla. He came to Gavla. Chazanu Lahanu Katufe Davu Kaimi Ki Igli. Right, he saw that the grapes were standing around looking like calves. Amar Agalim Ben Akfanim. What are calves doing among the grapes? Amar Lake Tufininu. These are grapes. Amar Eretz Eretz Hachnisi Pirotayach. L'miyad Motziah Pirotayach. Arvim Alalu Shomdim Aleinu Machatatenu. He said, Eretz Israel, put your fruit away. Your fruit is beautiful. Put it away. Who are you putting it out for? For the Arabs here who are hurting us because of our own sins? Shana Igla V'chia Lahatam. V'chia came to the same place the next year. Chazanu Dahamu Kaimiki Easy. They were standing up like goats. Mar Easy Minak Fanim. What are goats doing among the grapes? Amrule Zil. Latavi Lach Ki Chabrach. Don't do the same thing that your friend did last year. We like the fruit to come up. Tanu Rabbanan. V'chotah Shal Eretz Yisrael. What are the brachot of Eretz Yisrael? Beit Se'ah Usa Chameshet Ribo Kurin. A Beit Se'ah, which should only make a Se'ah worth, makes 50,000 core of fruit. B'shivata shel tzoan, as opposed to tzoan, which is in Egypt, beit sa'ah osa shivim kurin. There it makes 70 core. Here it makes 50,000. Tanya Rameir, ani ra'iti bikat beit sha'an, beit sa'ah osa shivim kurin. Rameir says, I saw in Beit Sha'an that same measure. V'ein l'chamula v'chol ha'aretzot yoter me'eretz Yitzrayim. And Eretz Yitzrayim is the most beautiful of the lands. Shinemar Gana Adonai Ki Eretz Yitzrayim. After all, when before Sodom is destroyed, it's destroyed. It's described to be like the Garden of Hashem, like Mitzrayim. V'ein l'chamula v'chol ha'aretzot Yitzrayim yoter me'eretz. Tzoan is the place of the most beautiful place in Egypt. Tavu Marva Malachim. That's where the kings were raised. Dichtiv ki ayu b'tzoan sarav. And the worst part of Eretz Yisrael is Chevron. That's where they bury people. Chevron is seven times better built up than Tzoan. Chevron sheva shavanim nivnatah lifnei Tzoan Mitzrayim. It says it was 7 years built before Tzoan. My nivnatah, what does it mean built up? Ilay nivnatah mash, do you think it was really built earlier? The assumption here, of course, is that Cham built these cities for Canaan and for Mitzrayim, and that he built for Mitzrayim first, because Mitzrayim is older. And we assume that that's in order. So that means Canaan's the youngest son. So there's no way that Cham would have built a city for Canaan before he built a city for Mitzrayim. It means it's seven times better than so on, not 7 years earlier. In the nice part of Eretz Yisrael, not the hard, difficult part where you bury people, it's 500 times as much. That's when you don't have the brachot of Eretz Yisrael. What does it say? What does it say about Yitzchak? When he planted, it says he had 100 times of the yield. Tan Rabbi Yossi, Sa'ah b'Yehuda haita osa chamesh se'in. One Sa'ah in Yehuda used to make 5 se'in. Sa'ah kamach, Sa'ah solet, Sa'ah subin, Sa'ah mursin, Sa'ah kiburya. One Sa'ah of each of the husks and everything else besides the kernels. I mean, they'd use it for feeding animals, for other things. So one of the Sadducees said to Rav Chanina, Ya'eh mashpachitu ba'ba arachon. You're very proud and you praise your land properly. Beit se'ah chat in yech li'aba. My father left me one beit se'ah. Mimena mashach, mimena chamar. I get oil from it. I get wine from it. Mimena ibud. Mimena kitniot. Mimena ra'ot mikrati. I get everything from that land. Amar le'ahu. So he's saying, you're right, Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. Amar le'ahu bar amar alavar arid Yisrael. Somebody from an Emori said to an Eretz Yisrael dicker, Hai ta'alta the kaima aguda the Yardana. A piece which is standing on the border, on the banks of the river of the Yarden, kama guritu mina. How many fish do you get out of it? Must be referring to it's a particular tree that was standing there. What's the yield that you get from there? He says, Amar le shitin kuri, 60 kur from this tree. Amar le akati lo ailitu ba achrivtua. Anan mea ve'esim kuri, yaveh goes mina. He says, you haven't even gone up to climb up on top. If you'd climbed up on top, you would have gotten 120, even more. Amar le anan nami michad gisa kaminalach. Yeah, by the way, I'm telling you only how much I got from one side of the tree. amazing amounts. Amar Rav Chista, my dichtiv, what's the pasuk? Vatenacha eretz chemda, nachalat tzvi. Why is Eretz Yisrael called the land of the deer? Just like a deer, its skin cannot really hold its flesh. Meaning, once you skin it, you see the skin shrivels up, and there's no way that you could cover the flesh. Just like that, in the same way, Eretz Yisrael could not possibly hold all the perot that it produces. Just like the deer is quickest of all the animals, Eretz Yisrael is the quickest to cook its fruit, to ripen its fruit. So I might think, good, so you have a deer that's light-footed, but it doesn't have fat meat. So maybe Eretz Yisrael is quick to ripen its fruit, but maybe the fruit are not fat or not good. That's why the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael as a land flowing with milk and honey. Shmanim mechalav untukim dvash, fatter than cream and sweeter than honey. We saw like Eretz Yisrael. We're going to end the Masechet with several stories of Amoraim coming to Eretz Yisrael. When he would go up to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, palti li michara, I've saved myself from one thing. Ki samchu, when they give him smicha, Amar palti li mitarti, I saved myself from two punishments. Being in chutz laretz and not getting smicha. Ki otvuhu besod ha'ibur, when they taught him the secret of intercalation, Amar palti li mitlat, shemar v'ayta yadil ha'nevi'im achozim shav, I'm going to attack the prophets who are prophesizing falsely, which said besod ami lo yu, and they won't allow them to be among the council of my people. And he says zeh sod ha'ibur, that refers to the secret of intercalation. Chotav Beit Yisrael lo yikatvu, later on the pasuk, they won't be written with Beit Yisrael, zeh smicha. V'almat Yisrael lo yavo, kamashmao. So in other words, when Yechezkel says this curse against these false prophets, so one of them is to not be in Eretz Yisrael, one of them is not to be written up with smicha, and one of them is not to be able to understand intercalation. So as Rabbi Lazar got each one of these stages, that I've been saved from these things. Now Rabbi Zera, with whom we started the whole sugya in the previous podcast, when he wanted to make Aliyah, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't let him. He didn't find any bridge to cross over the Yarden. So he went to he found a very narrow part of the Jordan, and he threw a wood over, and he started climbing over the branch to get across. Amar lehu tztuki, Amar pezizra kamitu pumaychulu naychu. You hasty nation, that speaks before you listen. All right, and this is talking about the Nasa and Nishma. Akatli b'fizu taychu kaimitu. You're still being hasty. Look at you. You're not taking time to find a proper way to get over. Amalei duchta de Moshe v'Aaron lo zachula. Ano ki yemar de zachinala. Ano mi yemar de zachinala. A place that even Moshe and Aaron didn't get to go to, Eretz Yisrael. Who says I'm going to have a chance? I may as well go now. Rabbi Abba Menashe kefid akor. When Abba came to Eretz Yisrael, he would kiss the kefid, literally the cape, meaning the rocks of Akko. Chanina metaken matkale. He would come in, and he would clean up the city. He would even out the potholes, whatever. Ami Rabbi Asi, kaimi mishamsha letula mitula lejimsha. When they were learning, whenever the sun would come, where they were learning, they would go into the shade, and whenever the shade would get too cold, they'd go out into the sun. Right, so they should never have any complaints about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael lo chasera klum. Chia bar gamda min gedar ba'afra. When he would come to Eretz Yisrael, he would roll around in the dirt. Shneimar ki ratzu avadecha tafaneha ve'tafara yichonenu. They loved the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. V'zayim rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba dor sheben David ba, the generation when Mashiach comes. Kategoria b'tamini chachamim, there will be a claim against tamini chachamim. Kamrita kameda Shmuel, when I told Shmuel this, Amar tseruf achar tseruf. Right, he says there's going to be one gzera after the other. Shenemar v'od ba asiriya v'shava v'ayta l'va'er. Tanav Yosef bizuze uvezuze de bizuze. There's going to be disgrace, and there's going to be those who are despoiling, and those who despoil the despoilers. All the deciduous trees in Eretz Yisrael are eventually going to have perot. Shenemar ki eitz nasa piryo uteinav agefen nu chelam. because the tree has given its fruit, and the fig and the vine have given their strength, which means the tree refers to the deciduous tree, is also going to give their fruit. We have studied many, many curious passages about Eretz Yisrael, about what Eretz Yisrael is going to be like in the future, you know, what Eretz Yisrael was like in the past. Baruch Hashem, that we live in a generation in which we've been zocha to many of the great brachot that we read about here, and many brachot that even Chazal could not dream of, that we've seen in our day. In any case, Hadran Alach Shnei Danei Gzerot, Uslik Alam Masechet Ketubot, Hadran Alach Masechet Ketubot, Tatan Alach Masechet Ketubot, Tatach Alan, we remember you and we love studying you, Masechet Ketubot, and we return to you soon. But in the meantime, it is our job to move on to Masechet Nedarim, which we will pick up in the very next podcast. Yishar Koach to all of those students, all of the Lomdim who've studied assiduously and diligently and gone through Masechet Ketubot. And really the proper thing to do now would be to go back to Betulani Sit Lihor V'i, to the beginning of the Masechet, and review Masechet Ketubot and understand it properly. And I strongly advise everyone to take every opportunity to do that. One small piece of advice to those for whom it's impossible is to review the Mishnayot and go over the Mishnayot of each parak, and at each point, after each Mishnah, try to remember what the basic issue of the discussion was in the Gemara and even look that up. And that's a very good way to do Chazara. Another way to do Chazara that's a good piece of advice is to study the Rif, review the Rif on Masechet Ketubot as we're starting Masechet Nedarim, because without Chazara, without review, our study becomes somewhat empty, because a couple months later we don't remember what we studied. So Yishar Koach to all of the students who participate in the study of Daf Yomi. We will continue the next podcast with Masechet Nedarim. Hadran Alach Masechet Ketubot.